Let's start with our prayer today, and welcome to Family Bible Study in Sunday School for today. So let's start with our prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your words. And today we learn about your miracles of stilling the storm. What that means for our lives. Amen. All right, so I brought a couple of songs today. These are a little bit different songs. Pastor Miller mentioned a Bible story in his sermon this morning that involves a man on a boat. And it's in the Old Testament. Does anybody remember what that story is? Okay. Jonah and the big fish, right? And so we're going to talk about Jonah a little bit. I have a song about him. It goes like this. I'll sing it and then you repeat it with me, okay? So the first part goes like this. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah. Sailors on a big ship out in the middle of the ocean. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah. We sail a ship with a man named Jonah early in the morning. Well, what happened on that ship? Anybody remember the story? There was a big storm, right? There was a big storm, and the sailors were what? Were they afraid? Yeah, so the next verse goes like this. Fall on your knees, for the storm is raging. Fall on your knees, for the storm is raging. Fall on your knees, for the storm is raging. Early in the morning. Sing it with me. Fall on your knees, for the sea is raging. Fall on your knees, for the sea is raging. Fall on your knees, for the sea is raging. Early in the morning. What happened to Jonah? What did they do to Jonah? They threw him over the boat, right? Because Jonah said that if you throw me over the boat, the storm will go away. He knew the storm was there because of him, right? Goes like, next verse goes like this. Who is the guilty one among us? Who is the guilty one among us? Who is the guilty one among us? Early in the morning. Next verse goes like this. Cast the lot, the numbers, Jonah. Cast the lot, the numbers, Jonah. Cast the lot and the numbers, Jonah. Early in the morning. And the last verse. Lord sent a fish and resurrection. Lord sent a fish and resurrection. Lord sent a fish and resurrection. Early in the morning. Sing that verse with me. Lord sent a fish and a resurrection. Lord sent a fish and a resurrection. Lord sent a fish and a resurrection. Early in the morning. All right. Here's another song that Jesus tells some stories about storms. And we're going to learn about the one today, especially from St. Mark. But there's another one that Jesus tells about a man who built a house. He built a house and there was a storm. Well, there were two men. One built the house on the rock and the other man built the house on the sand. Remember that story? And Jesus said there was a big storm came. And the river rose and the waves came and they beat against the house. And the house, which house stood and withstood the storm? Remember which one? On the rock or the sand? The one on the rock stood firm, and the one on the sand, because the sand washed away, and the house fell down. Okay? So that's another story that Jesus tells us about storms. And there he says that we should build our houses in our lives on the rock of God's Word. This was a song that Jacob was playing on the piano. I heard just a little bit ago. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Do you all know that song a little bit? We can sing a few verses, two verses of that song maybe? Amazing Grace. You know, that song also was written because of a storm. Did you know that? The man who wrote that song was named John Newton. And he was on a ship, and there was a terrible storm, and the ship broke apart, and he thought he was going to drown. And he cried out to God to save him, and God saved him. But the thing about John Newton that was especially important was that he knew he didn't deserve to be saved, and that's why he wrote this song. Okay? Do you sing it? I'll sing the first verse, and then we'll sing it all together, okay?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
See you with
me? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Put this away and we'll get our Bibles out and we'll take a look at this story for this morning, okay? Mark chapter 4. Can you guys look it up with me? Mark chapter 4. If you need help, it's on page 710. 710. Mark chapter 4. And if you look over on the left side of the page, you'll see the little title that says, Jesus Calms the Storm. That's our Bible story for today. And we're going to read that. Does anybody want to volunteer to read a couple of verses? Anybody that likes to read out loud? If you don't, that's okay. All right. Real loud.
Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered
actually starting, I forgot to tell you where to start. We're going to turn the page over. There we go. Let's start down there, okay? There we go.
That day, when Jesus came to the Sea of Galilee, he said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side. So you can stop behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat there. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall
came up.
And the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped
through. I'll pick it up there at verse 38, okay? Jesus was in the stern. What's the stern? You ever heard that word before? I have a boat on the table here. Can anybody point to me what's the stern of that raft? You want to get up and point? Can anybody go show me where it is? You know where it is? Let me ask you this. Is this the stern? Is that the stern?
Yeah.
No. Is that the stern?
Yes.
No. This is the stern. The stern is the back part of the boat. So where was Jesus sleeping?
In the back part.
He was sleeping in the back part of the boat, wasn't he? Okay, so let's go a little further. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a... What does it say? He was sleeping on a...
cushion.
Do you like to sleep on a board? No, I don't think anybody wants to sleep that way, do they? Jesus slept on a pillow, on a cushion, just like we would like to sleep on a pillow or a cushion, right? If we were tired and we wanted to lay down, we would look for something soft to lay our heads on, wouldn't we? Jesus is just like us, isn't he? When he got tired, he needed to lay down, and he looked for a cushion or a pillow to lay down on. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So I got this raft from Vacation Bible School. I had to take it back there a little bit. But let's imagine that you're with Jesus and the disciples, and you're in a boat, and there's a big, big storm that comes up.
What happened?
It was bigger than this one, wasn't it? Yeah, they have 12 disciples and Jesus. That had to be a pretty big boat, right? But what happens when there's a storm? What happens to boats? Do they start? They rock back and forth like that. Do you think you would like to be in a boat that's doing this?
No.
Huh? And what happens if you're in a boat that starts to do this? Then what are you going to do?
Oh, I would get on the bottom.
Get on the bottom of the boat? Okay. That would be pretty scary. James, come on up here. Jacob, I'm sorry. Come on up here. He's my helper here. He's my model. What is he wearing? A life jacket. Do you always wear a life jacket when you're in a boat? If you're like me, yeah, you don't. And then you're getting in trouble sometimes. No, why do we wear a life jacket?
So you can float.
Because if you fell out of the boat, you could float, right? It could save your life. It could save your life. That's very important.
Is that a real life jacket?
It's a real life jacket, yeah. All right, you can go back and sit down for me. Thank you. So those are some things that we have to keep us safe if we're on the water. And if there was a storm, maybe a life jacket could save us if we fell out of the boat, right? But Jesus shows the disciples something even better than a life jacket, and that is himself. Jesus actually stood up in the boat and he commanded the wind and the waves to do what? What did he say to them to do? Told them to stop, didn't he? And they, did they listen to him? Huh, let's think about that a little bit. The wind listens to Jesus? Have you ever told the wind anything?
No!
Do you think the wind would ever listen to you?
No. If I said go away.
Does the wind listen to anybody?
No.
Not at all, right? But maybe the wind would listen to God, right? The wind would listen to God because God made the wind, and he made the sea, and he made the waves. And so when Jesus stood up in that boat and he told the wind to stop and the waves to stop, It showed the disciples something about him. What did it tell them? Who did the disciples begin to see who Jesus really was?
God.
They began to see that Jesus is God. That's part of the faith that Jesus wanted the disciples to have. That Jesus is the Son of God, and he can command the wind and the waves. And what's really neat there is that the wind and the waves actually listen to him. Do people always listen to Jesus? No, they don't. And that's kind of sad, isn't it? When people don't listen to Jesus, But even the wind and the waves listen to Jesus. And that's another reminder to us that it's a good thing to listen to Jesus. Now, one of the things that Jesus likes to do and God likes to do in the Bible is that he likes to make comparisons. You know, that's a big word. Anybody, what's a comparison?
I see that eagle on there.
A comparison is when we say something is like something else. Something is like something else. So Jesus was saying that the boat and the storm are a lot like our life. Our life. So in a storm, the boat rocks, right? The boat rocks, and sometimes in our life starts to rock back and forth. What could make our life rock back and forth? What could upset our daily life? Can you think of anything? Sin. It can upset our life, right? When we do something that's wrong, we sometimes realize that causes a lot of trouble. And people can get hurt. We can get hurt, right? Sometimes things that upset our life could be a sickness, or maybe an accident, or maybe something that could upset our life would be maybe a friend who wants us to do something that we know is wrong, and that means we have to say no, and as soon as we do that, what happens? Our friends maybe won't be our friends anymore. That could upset things in our life, right? Jesus is telling us that when things upset us like that, he is still there with us. He's better than a life jacket. He's there to help us and to save us. And to make sure that no matter what happens, we'll be with him and everything will be okay. Alright? So that's our Bible lesson for today. We've got some snacks. We got some crafts, things to help you remember the Bible lesson and the Bible story. But I want to sing one more song before we stop here. We haven't sung this song in a long time. So I don't know if you remember it. It goes like this. Jesus is the rock. Remember we said that Jesus is like the Word of God, the rock. We build our lives on the rock. Jesus is the rock. And he rolls my blues away. What does that mean when we say my blues, my sadness? Okay? It goes like this. I'll sing it and then you sing it with me, okay? Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. Can you sing that? Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. Now the next verse. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Same thing. Third time. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. All together. Real loud. Stand up. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Jesus is a rock and rolls my blues away. And then the verse goes like this. When you wake up in the morning and the sky ain't bright and blue. When you wake up in the morning and the big world's after you. When you wake up in the morning, Jesus is gonna pull you through. Now sing the chorus with me. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. Let's pray, okay? Dear Jesus, in all of the storms of life, thank you that you are with us. Help us to trust in you. To save us. Because you are the Son of God. If the wind listens, help us to listen. Amen. All right, you can sit back down and let's see if there's any directions that we need for, what are we doing first?
Finish with your snack. She's got cookies back there.